Good morning, church. How's everyone doing today? Let me just take a moment and welcome everyone again, whether you're watching online, hearing us on our podcast through Facebook, YouTube, or you are here in the room, or if you are in the game room. I know we may have some kids in the game room, some parents in the game room. I'm just honored to bring God's word today. And my prayer has been less of me, more of him. So when I speak, you're not hearing my accent, but you're hearing the Holy Spirit moving through me. And also, if you are new with us, we have an app that will help you follow us. You can see it on the screens. This app is very important. If you want to get connected with New Hope, know about our events, this app is the key. You can find everything there. Also, if you want to give, you can give in the app. But if you want to follow us on our message, you can follow us through our app, and if you skip a Sunday, you can rewatch it again through our app. So there is, our app is there to help you and to get connected better with us. Today we are in week 3 of our series, More, Discovering Life with the Holy Spirit. And I want to start with an honest question. Have you ever looked at your life and wonder if there is more? Have you ever looked at your life and wonder if there is more? More to your job than just clogging in and out? More to your relationship than just getting by? More to your faith than just believing the right things? Have you ever wondered that? Maybe you feel that tension. Maybe you feel that. Maybe you woke up this morning feeling that way. Well, let me tell you, you are not alone and you are not wrong. There is more. But it starts with the Holy Spirit. There is more to your job. There is more to your relationship. There is more in your faith. But it starts with the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit isn't just some distant mystical idea. He's personal and he is present. He is with us, in us, 24/7. God's Spirit wants to guide our thoughts, decisions, and relationship. That's what the Spirit wants to do. God's Spirit wants to guide our thoughts, decisions, and relationship. And the question of the day, how? How, Yayo? How does he wants to guide us? Well, that's what we are doing today. We are going to talk about how to recognize the Holy Spirit voice and his lead. Not in theory, but real, in a real practical way, because a life led by the Spirit isn't just more emotional or more spiritual, it's more alive. And that Spirit lives in us when you have Jesus in your heart. So during week 1 and week 2, Pastor Rusty talked about who is the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. So for those who are new, let me explain who is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, it's God's presence with us, in us. The Holy Spirit is God's presence with us, in us. It's not an energy or a feeling, but a person that's part of the Trinity. And yes, Trinity is a church Sunday word. Let me explain what the Trinity means. The Trinity is three things: God the Father, Son Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Three in one, and that's why it's called the Trinity. And if you want to know more about it, go to our app, week 1. Because that's where Pastor Rusty talks about it. So when Jesus was here, and as he was preparing to leave, he told his followers in John 14, 16 through 17, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth." So the Holy Spirit is the helper Jesus promised, here to guide, to confront us, to challenge us, to show us or bad things about us. That's what the Holy Spirit does. So if you are not sure about what to believe yet, today is an invitation to see how the Holy Spirit can transform your life. Because God doesn't want you to be alone. He wants you to know that he's present, that he's available, and that he's here with you 24/7. The Holy Spirit is our guide and is the key for us. So now, the first step to being guided by the Holy Spirit is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the first step. When you place your faith in Jesus, you are not just forgiving. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to you when you start, when you believe and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't need a special experience or another special moment to get the Holy Spirit. Once you say yes to the Spirit, to Jesus Christ, and you ask forgiveness of your sins, the Spirit comes to you. Ephesians 1:13 says, "And now you Gentiles is just referred from people who are not Jewish. So here he goes. "And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believe in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit whom he promised long ago." So I want to read that again. "And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, that the good news that God saves you. And when you believe in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the what together? The Holy Spirit whom he promised long time ago." And if we continue reading in Romans 8:9, this is what Paul says. "But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ in them do not belong to him at all." In other words, if you belong to Jesus, you already have the Holy Spirit. It's not about chasing a feeling. It's about walking in a relationship with the Spirit. Just like John 14:7 says, the Holy Spirit lives with you and he will be in you. So yes, it's that simple. To get the Holy Spirit, you have to believe in Jesus Christ. It's that simple. When Jesus says, when you say yes to Jesus, he's giving you his Spirit to lead you, to change you, and to remind you that you are not alone. And here's the question. So now that I know when I accept Jesus and he comes to my heart, the Spirit comes to me, then how do I listen to his voice? How do I follow his lead? So let me give you an example. How many of us have a GPS? All of us, right? We all have a GPS. We all use a GPS. Even those that know the way still use a GPS just in case. And the reason why, we want to make sure there's no traffic. We want to make sure there's no cops. We want to make sure we get the fastest route. So that's how we use the GPS. It's just telling us where to go. And we can be driving and we just glance a little bit. And you see it going good. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm not getting lost. In 200 feet, I make a right or make a left. So that's how the GPS works. That's the purpose of the GPS. Same thing goes with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is to guide us through the scripture, through the word. He's actively working. He's guiding our thoughts, decisions, and directions. So again, that's the Holy Spirit. Just the same role as the GPS. He's guiding us. He's helping us. But here's the issue with the GPS. How many of us sometimes do get distracted? We see the GPS, but we are so jamming that new song that came out, and we forget that exit. Or maybe you are deep in a conversation with a friend, and you skip that exit. Or maybe you think you're better than the GPS, and you're like, nah, I'm going a different way. And then you notice that it's longer than what you expected, right? But here's also the thing with the GPS. You know you have the option to turn that voice off? I do it. I don't like that voice. It's annoying. I just don't. If you get into my car, you will never hear the voice. And I have got lost many times going home. But when you go into my wife's car, that voice is loud. I never get lost. So maybe I need to turn that voice on so I don't get lost. And I know many of us struggle with it. Some of us don't like the voice. Some of us do like the voice. But here's the issue. We do the same thing with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we know he's talking to us, but instead we close the Bible and ignore it and just put it somewhere else. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is talking through Pastor Rusty, through me, or to any speaker right here, and you are thinking what to eat at 12:30. You're just thinking, huh, where should I go? Should I go Popeyes, Five Guys? I'm thinking, should I stop at Mexican fajita place and take some food for the family? I mean, that's what I'm thinking right now. Sorry, guys. But that happens sometimes. We just decide to close. Or sometimes the Holy Spirit is telling you, change directions. Don't go that way. That's not meant for you to go. And we still decide to ignore it and do our own way. So sometimes we don't follow that voice. And if you are new with us and you are trying to find out if you want to follow God or if you want to walk in faith with us, well, let me just tell you this. This is an invitation for you to see that we are not perfect. That no one's perfect, and that God is giving us chances and chances and chances. So if he gives me a chance, he's also giving you a chance. Welcome to the family if you want to join us today, if you want to follow Jesus Christ. But for those who are walking with God, who are turning off that voice of the Holy Spirit, maybe it's been a while since you paused and really listened. Maybe your life is so noisy that even God's voice feels distant. And here's the thing. If you are a believer, that voice is in you. But it feels so distant because of all the noise and all the chaos that is happening around our lives. Or maybe you heard him, but you've been avoiding what he's asking. So what if today we take a moment, go to our GPS, you click that speaker, and that speaker, there's a volume. And you turn that volume up. Maybe that's for you today. Maybe you turn the Holy Spirit voice on. And I want to give you a couple of practical ways to turn that voice back on. And you can follow me on your take-home sheet, also on the app. First, silence the noise. Silence the noise. Choose an area this week where you can just go on quiet. Maybe it's 2 minutes. Maybe it's just 3 minutes. Just silence the noise and tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Talk to me today. I want to walk with you today. Help me. Second, open his word. Open the Bible with expectations. Don't just read the Bible to check a box. Don't. Read it and ask the Holy Spirit, speak to me today. And if you need help with that, every Monday we have our Bible study and prayer night, where you can follow us, and we're doing this study called Encounters with Jesus, and it's through our YouTube, our podcast, so you can hear us, you can follow us there. Or Monday, Wednesday, and Monday, we have something called the Inside Post, that we have writers that write something about that devotion that we are studying. Maybe you start there, because the Holy Spirit will speak through his word. Or maybe for you, it's to listen. That's step number three. Listen to the nudge of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you feel prompted to pray. Well, pray. Maybe you feel like speaking about God to someone. Then speak. Let them. Maybe it's about forgiving someone. And maybe you have to forgive someone. Small obedience reopens big connections. And here's another one. Invite the Holy Spirit back in. Now, let me explain what that means. The Holy Spirit is already in you. But sometimes we tone that voice off that we need to remind ourselves, no, you eat me. So I'm inviting you into our relationship. This is me and you, Holy Spirit. We are doing this together. And that's maybe what you do. Again, the Holy Spirit is still guiding. You just need to turn the volume back on. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you through the Word of God. When I was in my small group 2 weeks ago, they asked a question. Yayo, what is the difference between our emotions and the Holy Spirit? When do I know to follow my emotions? Or when do I know the Holy Spirit is talking? It's not my emotions talking. That's the right way to say it. When do I know when the Holy Spirit is talking and not my emotions? We all have moments where emotions take the lead. Whether it's anger, anxiety, fear, or even excitement. And I'm one of those. I get so excited sometimes that I need to control myself because people will be like, dude, are you okay? Right? That's how excited I get. I'm practicing that right now by being more calm. Right? But as followers of Jesus, we are called to something deeper. We need to learn how to listen to the Spirit and not our emotions. Paul says something very powerful in Romans 8:5-6. This is what he says. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Holy Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Leads to life and peace. So this is what this means. When you set your mind, what you set your mind on shapes the life you live. So if your thoughts are constantly stressed, are driven by stress, comparison, fear, anger, or the need to control everything, you are feeding your emotions. And that will lead to exhaustion, anxiety, and eventually spiritual deadness. But when your mind is set on the Spirit, when you create space to hear from God and reflect on His Word and respond to His promptings, you begin to experience something different. You begin to experience life and peace, even though you are going through it. You still can have life and peace, even though you are dealing with a health issue. You can still experience life and peace because the Spirit of you is in you. So now let me make this real for you. Emotions will say, I need to prove myself. I need to prove myself that I'm better than that person or this job. I need to prove myself. But the Spirit says, you are already chosen. Emotions will say, you will never be good enough. You'll never be enough. But the Spirit says, your grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Emotions will say, you are on your own. No one cares. No one loves you. Just you by yourself. But the Spirit says, I am with you and in you 24/7. Church, emotions are real, but they aren't always true. They change with stress. They change with sleep. They change with hunger. When I was growing up, there was a commercial I used to that would appear on the TV, and it was either a female or a male, and it was either a person at his office, and he was so angry like a Hulk, or it was someone else at home, and he was so angry, and the kids or the co-workers would be like, what's wrong with him? And he's, oh, he's just hungry. And they'll say, well, just give him a Snicker. You guys remember that commercial? Sometimes that's us. Our emotions are led that people don't recognize us. And sometimes we need a Snicker. That's the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to lead us. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't change. His voice is clear and he brings peace even when it's challenging. Romans 8:14 says here, for all who are led by the Spirit are children of God. So to be led by the Spirit is to trust God's voice above your emotions. And yes, I get it. It's hard. It's hard. But let's be real. When you are hurt, your emotions want to take over, and they'll tell you, you need revenge. You need to get back. But the Spirit whispers, forgive as I forgave you. How do I do that? How can I forgive? Well, you got the Holy Spirit in you that is challenging you, that is helping you. The Holy Spirit isn't just here to give you feelings. He's here to reshape your thinking. He's here to reshape it. So yes, it's hard sometimes to tell the difference between what my emotions are saying and what the Spirit is saying. Emotions are part of how God made us, but they are not the same as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God in us. He's present in us. It's not our emotions. Your emotions can be loud, but the Holy Spirit brings peace. Your emotions can be loud, but the Holy Spirit brings peace. If a decision is making you more anxious, bitter, chaotic, it's probably an emotion. But when the Holy Spirit speaks, even when it's challenging, it's marked by peace and clarity. Emotions react. The Holy Spirit leads. Emotions will react and the Holy Spirit leads. Just think of it this way. Emotions are like waves. They rise and fall. Rise and fall. But the Holy Spirit is like an anchor, keeping you steady in the truth and the grace of God. It's that anchor that holds you. is that anchor that reminds you, you got this because I'm with you. You are not alone because I'm with you. You can handle this because I'm with you. We got this together, Yayo. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. So ask yourself, am I being driven by how I feel or am I being led by the Holy Spirit? Who's guiding you? Is it your emotions guiding you or is it the Spirit guiding you? Do you need a sneaker to remind you? Maybe every time you see a sneaker, have a couple of sneakers in your pocket just to remind yourself. It's not okay. This is the Holy Spirit moment, not an emotion moment. That may help. Don't eat too much of them, though. Because when we follow the Spirit, we are not just chasing a better life. We are walking in the life God has designed for us. So I want us to bring this together. I started with a question. Is there more? Is there more to your job than just clogging in and clogging out? Yes, there is more. Your job becomes a mission field. Now you can take that what God has shown you, what God has given you, and share it to your friends, to your coworkers, wherever you go. Now you can share your faith. And that's exciting. That's excitement when you have a purpose. It's not just going in and going out to a job that just pays you and everything. No, now you're going to a job where you can represent who you are meant to be. The Son of God, child of God. We just sang a song that says, that second song that is called, You Called My Name and I Ran Out of That Grave. Right? That song. And it has the chorus. It says, I'm a child of God. My citizenship is in heaven. Right? So now we get to share that to people. I'm a child of God and you are invited to that. Our jobs will change if we do that. Our jobs will change. Even if you are in transition of a job, even if you got let go and you're trying to find another job, well, guess what? It's their loss. Because guys go, you should somewhere else. And because that place guys going to put you on is going to be powerful because people need you there. And you can make a difference there. So when you think of that way, it changes everything. Yes, there is more to your relationships. Now you see your marriage as beautiful and powerful, even when it's challenging. You get to walk and be like, okay, I need to work patience today. I get to work on listening today. Holy Spirit, please guide me through this. And when that happens, when you start letting the Holy Spirit move to you, guess what? You are going to love your spouse as Jesus loves his church. Because that's what Jesus shows us. You're going to be patient. You're going to be kind. You're going to be caring. Also, there is more to your faith because you go from just information to transformation. You stop receiving information. You're being transformed from what you read. The Word of God becomes alive in you because the Spirit is in you. So, church, I'm running out of time. So, being led by the Holy Spirit means we stop being driven by our emotions and start walking in step with Him. I think I need to eat a sneaker right now. And I want to help you out. I want to give you some steps to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want to give you some steps to let the Holy Spirit guide your life. So here we go. Step number one, start your day by checking with the Spirit. As soon as you wake up, Father, thank you. What are you going to do today in me, through me? How am I supposed to walk my day today? Start your day with God. Don't grab your phone, because I know we do that. Don't go check the Instagram, the YouTube, the TikToks. Don't go check the news. Don't check your emails, Yayo. Just say, God, thank you for this day. And now let's start my day. Start with checking with the Spirit. Number two, let the Word of God reshape your mindset. Let Scripture shape your mindset. Don't just react to life. Renew your mind daily. If you deal with anger issues, say to yourself, I am not going to battle with that today because the Spirit of God lives in me and He's transforming me. He's changing me. So I'm going to be less angered today, less upset today. Here's another one. Pause and listen before you decide. Don't make a decision based on your emotions. Check with the Spirit. Holy Spirit. Is this a decision that we need to make? Should I go? Should I do this? And to give you an example, before I came to New Hope, I spent 1 year in prayer. 1 year in prayer, checking with the Holy Spirit before I transitioned from my old church to New Hope. 6 months and before even New Hope came to the picture, I remember talking to Joanna, and I told her, Joanna, what God was doing inside of me, and she told me, I am with you. Where you go, I go. That was a Holy Spirit moment there. Then I check in with the kids. I brought the kids in. I asked the kids, hey, I think God is changing us. We may be leaving El Monte soon. I don't know where, but I know it's somewhere. Are you guys okay with that? And they were, yes. Wherever God sends us, we'll go. I've been open to the Spirit. Then 3 months later, I met Rusty. And from there, everything else is history. Because everything that happened there, God used people, the word, friends, pastors, to guide me through this decision. So yes, pause. And if you have to make a decision in 5 minutes, take 5 minutes and tell that person, hey, can I just go to a restroom before I decide? Let me check in with the Spirit. Because sometimes we want to live a life differently. We want to be us and the Spirit here. And I only come with Him when I need Him. And that's not the point of this. The point of this is you guys are one. Spirit of God lives in you. Here's another one. Ask for conviction, not just comfort. Tell the Holy Spirit, what do I need to work on? What do I need to get better at? I want to be more like you. Guide me through this. And here's a practical way to do this. Ask your spouse what you need to work on. And trust me, they will say something. They will say something. Ask your children what you need to work on. And let the Holy Spirit use them to talk to you. Open the Word of God and ask the Spirit, God, what do I need to work? Because it's easy to point fingers. We all can do that. It's hard to receive the feedback. And we need to ask the Spirit for that. And here's to my next point that is tied in with this. Be open to corrections, not just inspiration. God will challenge us. God will tell you, you need to work on this. So we need to be open to correction, not just inspiration. The more you are guided by the Spirit, the more you are guided by the Spirit, the more your life reflects the Spirit. Peace, clarity, purpose, and freedom. So this week, instead of asking, what do I want out of this, start asking, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do in me and through me? How can I serve you, Spirit? Who do I need to share my faith with? What do I have to work on today? Because yes, there is more, and it starts learning to walk with the Holy Spirit. It starts learning to hear His voice. Don't mute that GPS. Don't do what Yayo does when he's driving. Don't get lost like I do. The Spirit is right there ready to guide you, to show you, to tell you that you are not alone. Don't walk in this world alone. You are not. God loves you. God created you. God sent Jesus. Jesus gave us His Spirit. And now we get to live a life with a purpose. A life that is just more than getting by. Now we are part of something greater. Because His love is great. He loves you and He cares for you. And He wants the best for you and for me, for everyone here at New Hope and listening in us. He wants the best. But it starts with the Holy Spirit. We need to tell Holy Spirit, guide me. Show me. I'm not perfect. Help me. Church, I know sometimes it's hard to understand our feelings, our emotions, and the Holy Spirit. So if this sneaker will help you, I would highly recommend to find habits that can help you, that will remind you this is an emotion, not the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit speaks truth. The Holy Spirit brings peace. And that's what we need. We need the Holy Spirit to move in us, through us, so we can make a difference here in New Hope, in Virginia, and all over the world. So yes, there is more. And it starts with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit who lives in us, Lord. Spirit, help us understand more your way than our way. Spirit, help us challenge us every day so we can bring that peace that you bring, that we can show the peace that you give. Holy Spirit, thank you for being in us. You are welcome here. You are welcome in our lives, in your church. This is you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.